Title: DC Circuit Rejection of CEQ Authority Leaves NEPA Review in Limbo. Content: Last week's unexpected opinion of the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit, D.C. Circuit, holding that the Council for Environmental Quality, CEQ, lacks authority to promulgate regulations implementing the National Environmental Policy Act, NEPA, leaves federal agencies and private projects facing tremendous uncertainty and likely delays in completing environmental reviews. In Marin Audubon Society v. Federal Aviation Administration, No. 23-1067, D.C. CIR November 12, 2024, a divided panel ruled, nearly five decades after CEQ first adopted regulations directing federal agencies' compliance with NEPA, that the CEQ's rules are ultra vires because Congress has never given CEQ such rulemaking authority. With many agencies explicitly incorporating the CEQ rules into their own NEPA regulations, the opinion not only calls into question the proper methods for NEPA analysis, but also casts doubt on hundreds of completed and pending environmental reviews that have relied on the CEQ regulations. Summary of opinion: Marin Audubon Society involved a challenge to the Federal Aviation Administration's and National Park Service's joint NEPA review of an air tour management plan, regulating commercially operated tourist flights over four national parks. Compliance with the CEQ's NEPA regulations was an issue in the case, but a majority of the appellate panel surprised the litigants and the legal community by reaching beyond that issue and ruling, sua sponte, that CEQ lacked authority to promulgate the NEPA regulations in the first place. The panel then concluded, without relying on the CEQ regulations, that the agency's environmental review violated NEPA by using an improper baseline for analysis. While agreeing with the majority to vacate the agency's NEPA determination, Justice Srinivasan dissented, arguing the court had no reason to consider CEQ's underlying authority to promulgate its NEPA regulations because no party had raised the issue. The status of the CEQ regulations remains unclear following the D.C. Circuit's opinion. The opinion vacated and remanded the agency's air tour management plan, while inviting the parties to move for a stay to keep the plan in place pending a new NEPA review. But the opinion did not explicitly order vacater of the CEQ regulations, and CEQ was not a party to the appeal. Implications of decision: the D.C. Circuit holding leaves federal agencies in limbo when it comes to implementing NEPA, thereby impeding the environmental review of myriad projects. Some agencies largely rely on the CEQ regulations for NEPA compliance, without incorporating the CEQ rules into their own NEPA regulations. The D.C. Circuit opinion clearly rejects this approach, but it leaves open the possibility that such agencies may consider the CEQ regulations as guidance. Other agencies have adopted or incorporated by reference the CEQ rules into their own NEPA regulations. The D.C. Circuit opinion calls it a good question whether this is a permissible exercise of those agencies' rulemaking authority. In either case, federal agencies attempting to implement NEPA now face a minefield of legal issues, not only related to their reliance on the CEQ regulations, but also based on the unavailability of Chevron deference under the U.S. Supreme Court's decision in Loper Bright Enterprises v. Raimondo, 603 U.S. 144 S. CT 2244, 2024. Even assuming the authority of CEQ to issue judicially enforceable regulations, the D.C. Circuit in Marin Audubon Society specifically stated that the CEQ regulations are no longer entitled to substantial deference after Loper Bright, should any federal agency repromulgate its NEPA regulations. Whether or not using the CEQ regulations as guidance, the regulations will be reviewed under the less deferential standard set forth in Loper Bright. These factors, together, leave individual agencies' NEPA regulations and their project-specific NEPA compliance doubly vulnerable to challenge under the Administrative Procedure Act. There are already new challenges to use of the CEQ regulations based on Marin Audubon Society. Rio Grande LNG LLC has urged the D.C. Circuit to reconsider its recent ruling in City of Port Isabel v. FERC, No. 23-1175, August 6, 2024, which vacated the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission's, FERC, authorization of two natural gas projects, citing its failure to comply with CEQ regulations.